everybody. Welcome to the Celebrate Recovery Podcast. My name is Johnny. I'm a believer who struggles with alcoholism. With me, as always, is Bob. Bob, say hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Bob Lloyd. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I also struggle with drug addiction and lust addiction.
And we are sitting here right as the barbecue is going on at the summit. Bob, how was your time?
Man, this summit this year seemed to be the top of all the ones I've ever been to. The crowd was just engaged and energetic.
They were into it.
They were into it. It was exciting, and it was so fun to see everybody just begin to open up, and just it was awesome.
Yeah. What was one of your highlights of our time?
I think for me, this year was the opening.
Mm-hmm.
There was an opportunity there to kind of cast a vision that Pastor John did about the wave that's about ready to hit this year with Celebrate Recovery.
Right.
And all the new ministries that are going to be started. And he showed a video clip mm-hmm. of a gigantic wave with a surfer on it to give us a sense of what's getting ready to come. And I just think that visual for me just really gave me a picture of what's about ready to happen with Celebrate Recovery across the nation, across the world.
Yeah, we were talking about expecting overwhelming growth. And I think that really represents the wave really well of what's going to happen in Celebrate Recovery.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I think this summit is going to be the beginning of that overwhelming growth this year.
Yeah. I think for me, one of my highlights was just getting to hear all the different stories from different people from all across the United States and just talking to people. One person told me that she hadn't talked to her dad for 15 years, and they go to Celebrate Recovery every week together, and they're building a CR at their own home church now, and just hearing that kind of stuff, it's really amazing, you know.
Doesn't that just grip your heart when you hear stuff like that?
It does, and it makes me feel like I have no business being a part of a ministry that's doing that kind of stuff in people's lives, and that's also a really kind of a good place to be,
right?
You know. Also, as always, I think the crosses at the end. For those of you who've never been to a summit before, at the last night of the conference, we get these big wooden crosses. We put them all over, and people take their either their failures from the past, their fear of the future, or what's getting them stuck in today, their denial from today, and they take it and they nail it to a cross. And symbolically, it's just such a powerful thing to see mm-hmm. someone do.
And you can just imagine what's written on all those cards.
Yeah, and the one that I was looking at, people didn't even fold their cards over. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Years past, they put them face down so nobody could see. This year, it's just like, here's my stuff.
Right.
I'm broken, and right. I'm beat up, but I don't care.
And I'm not going to hide it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some great guest speakers. We had Dr. Cloud and Townsend, which were they were both amazing.
Yeah.
And then Pastor Rick came.
That was always fun when he shows up.
Yeah, that was special. He was loose.
Yeah,
he was loose. He was
yeah, that was
fun.
Probably one of the loosest times I've seen him.
Yeah, he was having fun. And then today we got to hear from Kay.
What a special guest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that
she was powerful. What
was
do you want to tell everybody what she talked about?
You know, she really made a challenge to each one of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we doing with our life? And who are we following? And who is the God that we are following? And the fact that he isn't safe.
Right.
But he is good.
Right.
And to go into a dangerous surrender.
Mm-hmm.
And to have glorious ruin in our lives.
Right. I think what was so cool is that she, at one point, she sort of said she was preaching to the choir because she knows that Celebrate Recovery folks get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That
right.
we need to reach out and we need to remember where we are and who God is. And something she said was so cool about reaching out to the least, the lost, and the last.
Yes.
And that is what Celebrate Recovery is all about. It's
yes.
about reaching out and making space at
yes.
God's table. And that was really powerful.
And then admitting that she needed to be reached as well.
Right.
It wasn't just to go reach those people. It
right.
was, I am those people.
Right.
Now I'm ready to go reach them.
Right. Yeah. And that's where you have to start.
That's right.
You can't start from a place of privilege or thinking that you're not one of those people.
That's
you have
right.
to be amongst us and then you can be used. That was really powerful.
Yeah. Very transparent. Very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We had a lot of great workshops. I heard a lot of good things about every workshop. I don't know about you, but I am dog tired.
I'm exhausted right now. I'm surprised we're even sitting here doing this right now.
Well, I think that, you know, we've made a commitment to get one of these out every week. And last time we did it, well, you were in Vegas and I was here in Mission Viejo, and I think it just is cool to kind of sit down face to face and get one done and get it out. And, you know, I think it's going to... It's a way to keep things going.
That's
so.
Right. And there's not a better place to do it than right here at the summit.
Right.
While we're live and still moving.
Yeah, literally right now I can smell denial burgers being cooked.
That's right. I think I got a recovery dog coming.
Nice, nice. Well, Bob, the thing I want to do with this, you know, is I want to make this a practical podcast. I don't want this to be something that I can't take home and really apply to my life. So what I thought we would do today is we talk about the three things that someone who just came to the summit for the first time, or someone, it doesn't really matter actually, the first three things I should do now that I'm back from the summit. So Bob, in your opinion, what are the first three things I should do when I get home from the summit?
I think that is such a great question that we need to answer, because there's so many times I'm kind of a conference junkie and have been to quite a few conferences, and you get the big notebook and you write your notes in it, and you take that notebook and you get home and it's totally overwhelming, and so it goes up on the shelf.
Right.
And I don't take any application to it. I don't take any takeaways from it. And so in terms of thinking about what I'm going to do on Monday morning when I get back, the first thing that I would consider doing is to schedule a leaders meeting with all of your team that came to the Celebrate Recovery Summit, as well as those that didn't, so they can hear the feedback and hear what happened while they were here.
Yeah.
And ask them, what was one thing that they took away from the summit this year?
Right.
Because if you try to assimilate everything, there's so much. I mean, you just mentioned all the workshops.
Right.
There's so much that goes on. I can't take it all in and then put it all back out. But if I can pick one thing that really touched my heart, I think that would be huge. And the second thing is to decide one thing that you're going to change in the ministry immediately. Because if we're honest with ourselves, there's all of us have ministries that we're trying to grow.
Right.
And there's got to be something that we need to do differently, or we need to do better. And so what's that one thing that you need to change immediately? Is it the guidelines that you need to add to your group? Is it a new group that you're going to start? Are you going to add the barbecue to it? You know, what is that one thing that you need to do? And then lastly, the third thing that I would say is, what's one thing I need to do long term? What's something that I really need to start building into my ministry long term so it will last and endure and keep going?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's great wisdom. I think, you know, there are a lot of groups. I talked to a couple of people who said, we've got so much to change, you know, because we want to come in line with the DNA, or we want to be a part of this ministry. We know that this is where God's moving. And so we've got so much to change, and that's a great word. Pick one thing to do immediately, and then pick one thing to do that's going to take a little time, and set that goal for that, that long-term change.
Right, and then build it out from there.
Right. Well, okay, I guess for me, the first thing I would do is I would send my senior pastor an email saying thank you.
I think that's great.
I think what that does is it says, you know, I understand that your support of this ministry is crucial to its success. And we know that the second key that we talked about this week was senior pastor support. We got to hear from Rick and hear how he supports the program, not just here at Saddleback, but the worldwide movement. And I think just a quick email in your senior pastor's inbox, that when he opens it up Monday or Tuesday, he'll see, man, these people know that I'm really behind them and that this is important. And I think it's one great way just to make yourself a normal part of the church as well.
Would you recommend having everybody on your team email your senior pastor?
I think you know, if you're going to do that, I'd probably send all your emails to one person, so that he's not getting 500 or 50 emails from all your leaders or whatever. You know, I think that way, if you send them all to the ministry leader, let's say, or the assimilator or somebody, and then they send it to the senior pastor, I think it's one email with a bunch of different content on it. That'd be pretty cool.
That's great, because you know how much email senior pastors get on a regular basis.
I really hope right now, by the way, that you guys can hear the fact that they're playing the Road to Recovery behind us, warming up as we're doing this, because that's a really cool kind of thing for me that they're doing that right now.
It's already getting me excited about
tonight.
Yeah,
exactly.
Getting ready to have
I was asleep. I'm waking up a little bit. The second thing I would do is I would contact my state rep. Hopefully, if you were here this week, this last 3 days, you took advantage of the regional tents that we had set up, where you got a chance to connect not only with your state rep, but other people in your area. But even if you did that, that's great. But go home, send them an email or a phone call just saying, hey, remember me. What can I do? Here's where I need help. Here's what I'm lacking. Here's where I can help you. All those different kinds of things. And I think that communication will be a benefit to both of you. So I would contact my state rep. And you can find all that information on www.celebraterecovery.com. And we will post a link to that on the podcast blog. The third thing I would do, if I was just starting up, I would make sure I would follow that 90-day startup plan. If you're a brand new ministry, or if you're a ministry that's been doing half the program and you've decided to do the whole program or anything like that, follow the 90-day startup plan. It works. We've seen it work time and time again. And remember, those 90 days are sort of a minimum suggestion. You know, you really want to do it out from there.
Right.
Don't have any pressure to think, I came home from the summit, it's August 18th, 19th, or 20th, or something like that, and by September 1, I got to have this program going. There's nothing wrong with taking your time and doing it right. And actually, the longer you take to really do it right, the better it's going to be once you get started.
That's exactly right. I mean, when we started it out in Las Vegas just in April, we used it as a guide.
Right.
It wasn't day 91 we
right.
had to launch the ministry.
Right.
But we did utilize that to guide us through how to launch the ministry, and it worked perfectly.
Yeah. So I think, you know, for today, because I feel like I'm going to crash and burn and fall asleep, I think we should leave it there. I think one more thing I would like to say is just thanks for coming to the summit. If you missed it, sign up early next year. I think it's just such a valuable time, and I hope you had a great time. Bob, what about you? Is there anything you'd like to wrap up
on? I just want to say thank you to all the gracious people that were out there. They have been so kind to us and so gracious, and we've had the best guests ever,
mm-hmm.
and just thoroughly enjoyed your company, and just look forward to seeing down the road to recovery.
All right, guys, well, that's it. This is podcast episode 3. And, yeah, this one was a little bit shorter, a little bit on the short side. But, again, we're just wrapping up the summit. We're exhausted. And next week we'll come back with a bigger, longer, not necessarily better, but another podcast. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next week.